Schneider dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient J. Cross. On 10/14/25, Mr. Cross performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a sinus bradycardia, QRS complex is normal, T-wave is normal, new paragraph impression, sinus bradycardia, otherwise normal EKG. Next. 12-lead EKG on patient, oh no, I'm sorry, it's the same person. Never mind. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Veronica Buck. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 10/14/25, Mrs. Buck performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. It was poor effort after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 12/22/24. There's been some deterioration, period, of paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Herschel Gaw, GAW. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10/14/25, Mr. Gaw performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity. Compared to a prior study dated 4/2/25, there's been no change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Sellers. This goes to the VA. On 10/14/25, Mr. Sellers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change. After bronchodilators, period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/27/25, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Aaron Ashlock. ASHLOCK, this goes to the VA on 10/14/25. Mr. Ashlock performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was improved effort, otherwise no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/10/25, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 10/14/25, Mr. Monsees performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/21/25, there's been no significant change, period, except for a normalization of airflow after bronchodilators in the prior study, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA. On 10/14/25, Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity with some mild airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 7/8/25, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression. Mild airways obstruction with improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jeanetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 10/14/25, Mrs. Kirby performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period, the patient achieved 477 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95% period, no paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Corey Dwyer. This goes to the VA. On 10/14/25, Mr. Dwyer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/14/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Riccardi. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 10/14/25, Mr. Riccardi performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/20/25, there's been improvement period, no paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing significant improvement. Next. 6 minute walk test on Raymond McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health on 10/14/25. Mr. McQuaid performed a 6 minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 95% period. Patient achieved 329 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.